Well, this week is Law Week, 15th to the 21st of May. It's an annual event that aims to increase public knowledge of the law and enhance access to justice for all Australians. Legal institutions, community services, libraries, educational institutions all come together to help Australians to understand their legal rights and where they can go for help. To answer some key questions about our legal system and where that help can be found, I'm joined by Hayley McEwen, who is Senior Lecturer and Head of Discipline in Law in the Charles Sturt Centre for Law and Justice. Good afternoon, Hayley. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining me. Look, I just mentioned a term there, and it's a term that's used around legal rights conversations, and that's access to justice. What is this thing, access to justice?
That's right. It's a term that is used frequently, but I suppose it's a right, really, that many people take for granted, and which we know that many groups of Australians actually struggle to attain. So it can represent the ability of someone to access legal services or to obtain legal information, the capacity to be able to understand the law, and also to obtain legal assistance enables them to engage effectively with our legal institutions, such as the courts.
Yeah, so I guess when we think about those that have difficulty accessing those rights, as you put it, probably the disadvantaged, it seems. And when it comes to these people, who are the most disadvantaged when it comes to access to legal rights?
So the Law Council of Australia, which is the representative body across the jurisdictions of legal professionals in Australia, they produced a 2017 national review into the state of access to justice in Australia and identified 13 priority groups who face significant social and economic disadvantage. And so because of that disadvantage, they're often unable to access justice in the way that we expect. So these groups, it may not be a surprise, they include people with disability, those who are homeless, those who suffer financial disadvantage, those who suffer discrimination because of their sexual orientation or characteristics or gender identity, prisoners, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, victims of family and domestic violence, also children and young people, and on the other end of the spectrum, older people. And what's very relevant to much of Australia is those who live in rural, regional and remote areas of Australia. So it's interesting, though, that even though there are these groups who suffer significant disadvantage, many people might have multiple characteristics that mean they belong to many of these groups, and so those layers of disadvantage increase. So a person might be aging and homeless. They might live in a remote area and have a disability or poor mental health, which means that they then face multiple complex barriers to accessing the legal services that do exist.
So where might be the solution to providing more equitable access to legal solutions for the disadvantaged?
So the solutions need to be multi-layered, I suppose. There have been some proposals put forward, again, through different bodies, the Access to Justice Advisory Committee that has reported to government and the Law Council of Australia. And they propose that there must be a local presence amongst various areas in Australia and local knowledge that's involved in building solutions that involves groups in the community who can develop capacity from a local perspective. We need an appropriate mix of skilled private and public lawyers as well to address a range of needs that exist in different areas. We also need adequate funding for well-resourced courts, tribunals and support services and for appropriate legal services and for the right use of technology.
It often does come down to funding. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel for these kinds of solutions, Hayley?
I think there is light at the end of the tunnel, certainly. It's an issue that we can't let go of. We need to keep it on the radar so that there aren't these groups who are constantly missing out. And certainly some of the solutions that have been trialled through COVID-19 have brought about temporary solutions at the very least that have been able to bridge a distance in many respects and I suppose bring that gap together or reduce the gap for many people living in more remote areas. So technological solutions are one piece of the puzzle, but it's not everything. We need to keep in mind that technology is still not accessible for many Australians, and that a lot of people may lack the technological literacy that enables them to engage with the technological delivery of legal services too. So it's one part of the solution, but not all.
Look, it's great that you bring these things to this conversation, Hayley, because, I mean, many may assume that, look, if you've got a legal issue, you just call a lawyer, right?
That's right. But it's not just that access isn't just about a person's ability to walk in and see a lawyer. It's firstly recognising that someone actually has a legal problem and then being able to take steps to address it. That includes knowing who to ask and then being ready to engage and able to understand the advice and choose from the options that might be available to someone. So that really involves a lot of capacity that, again, many of us take for granted. And so part of what Law Week aims to do is to increase people's awareness of the legal services that are out there and how they can reach them.
Where are the most accessible resources or sources of assistance around legal services?
There are a few websites which are really useful, and I know I just issued a word of caution about relying on technological solutions, but in New South Wales in particular, Law Access is a great place to start. They have a free telephone line, 1300 888 529, which is accessible Monday to Friday, where they can provide information to someone on their legal issue or refer them to an appropriate service provider. And so that's a free government telephone service. And they also have a website which contains reliable and up-to-date information on common legal topics such as preparing to go to court, dealing with a debt or a fine, family and domestic violence, employment problems, buying goods and services, motor vehicle accidents and planning ahead, so looking at things like wills, powers of attorney and enduring guardianship. So apart from Law Access, there's also in New South Wales the Law Society's directory where you can search for a private practitioner if you're looking for someone by name or region or an accredited specialty. And otherwise, you could search for the New South Wales Law Week website, which contains a host of information on events that are taking place this week or on common legal topics. There are a range of webinars that you can access there and also a list of services that you might contact.
Hayley, thank you so much for drawing attention to these sources of information and presenting some of the key questions around access to justice for all Australians in this Law Week of 2023. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Hayley McEwen, who is a senior lecturer and head of discipline in law in the Charles Sturt Centre for Law and Justice. And as Hayley has already flagged, if you're in need of some resources around legal issues and law resources, you can do a search on Law Access, also the Law Society's directory, or simply go to the New South Wales Law Week website, and there's access and links to a whole bunch of law resources. You're listening to Community Drive on 2MCE FM.